You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. Know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot? A salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end...
Well, the problems get bigger.
Hello, Vancouver, and welcome to Sore Throats Clapping Hands. My name is Robert Privet, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And I will be with you for the next hour and one half before Explode and Head Movies comes on with Gak, followed by The Jazz Show at 9, followed by Canada Post Rock at midnight with P-Bone. And I've got a special guest here with me. I'll get your mic going. It's Charles Brownstein.
Hi, folks.
he's going to co-host. He brought some tunes in, and you're best known for your work on Northern Transmissions.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, tell us about Northern Transmissions.
Well, we interview a lot of different artists on our site. I've interviewed everybody from Destroyer to The Cribs to, I can name tons of bands, to Ceremony, and right now our latest feature is Shushu. If you're... very interesting guy, and we do tons of record reviews as well.
And that's northerntransmissions.com.
Yeah, thanks.
And you can also get that through Facebook. Is that
Facebook? You can do. You could Twitter us, Northern Trans, if you want to follow us there. And we do have a Facebook page.
And that's and you also do the Zulu sessions as well.
Yeah, we've done the Zulu sessions. We've done the War on Drugs. We've done tennis. We've done Great Lake Swimmers. I'm drawing a blank here. Sorry,
a whole load.
Crocodiles.
Yeah.
Crocodiles, great band. We do a lot of good, mostly indie bands, which play on this station, of course, and
yeah,
which you can find at Zulu.
Yeah. Now, Zulu Records, the sessions, can anyone go to those?
Because
it's an interview, and then they play, right? Is that how it goes usually?
Yep, that's the format exactly. They do about four or five songs, and either we interview in between songs, or we do like a rooftop interview, and the shows are completely free, and it's a good chance for like fans to see up and close. And it's usually plugged, but sometimes it's... what do they say these days? Unplugged?
Unplugged.
Yeah. It's tons of fun.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Like, that's good entertainment.
I mean,
is it packed?
Because yes.
It should be, right?
Like, I mean, because bands like the War on Drugs and Tennis, they're fairly popular. They come here and they sell out, the Biltmore venue, places like that. And people really love, those bands. And to see them, in such a nice venue and Zulu Records has a great, great acoustics somehow because the ceiling is very high in there when you walk to where they put the bands usually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great, the acoustics work really well. And it's kind of nice because people bring their families and, it's very musician and community oriented. They try to make it as, like a community center vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, it's quite a nice thing. The environment's always relaxed and the musicians love to do it, because, they sign records, and CDs and they get to, it's not every day they get to say hi to their fans and things on a level like that.
Who's doing the next session?
We've got a couple of, my right-hand man is out of town on tour right now.
What's his name?
I don't want to name drop it. He's in a famous band who I do the bookings with.
Oh, okay.
He'll be back in a couple of weeks, but he's in a very well-known band, Vancouver band, and and they're in Europe right now, so.
Okay, well, how about this? If you call into the station at 604-822-2487 and can guess the mystery name of Charles Partner, I'll give you tickets to go see, who is this? The singer from System of a Down, Serge Tankian?
I can never pronounce that name.
I'm the worst at pronouncing all names. Even ones that I know is that I think that I've got them wrong, and then I will go out of my way to say them differently, and it'll be way off. But yes, well, let's get back into some music, and then we'll be back with Charles in a moment. What you heard there was Old 97's Drag It Up, and off of Drag It Up, and that was Won't Be Home. And right now we're going to get into some CanCon with Ben Olsen's new album. Check this out. This is Destruction Song. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR.
All right, here we go, gents.
Watch my friends waste life on pills and booze and powder nights. No one ever says a goddamn thing. But I know I ain't no better, and I know you find me with them when the world comes knocking on the door. The nighttime always has to end and bring back all the things that never run away from, but we are. We're all ashamed to tell ourselves the life that we've been spouting by hasn't even come close at all. So we say dreams for your life sees before that always needs to be filled. You just stand still. We all try our best to get the life that we love the best. Life we really want to make us move. We are our own saboteurs, sidetracked by those things that lure. Weak and parts of soul straight. So we sing.
We sing.
Yeah, we sing. Destruction song.
Song.
Watch my friends waste life on pills and booze and powder nights. No one ever says a goddamn thing. But I know I ain't no better, and I know you find me with her when the world comes knocking on the door. So we sing, yeah, we sing. Destruction song.
Ben Music, CITR, and Dirty Spells are proud to present the Summer Freakout Festival at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, located at 1143 Kingsway. A two-night summer blowout, July 27th to July 28th. $10 each night. Friday night will be a punk feature with Defectors, Slim Fathers, Shitty Neighbors, Victories, Keep Tidy, and New Values. Saturday is an all-out psych night, featuring Three Wolf Moon, Bummer High, Dirty Spells, Capital Six, and Chains of Love.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM. Where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Crying in the street.
Do the beat. Yo, what's up, Vancouver? This is the Briggs, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow. A fake intact cabbage, a thesis underneath. Up with what I learned when I fell awake. Feel like suits on to serve myself. Feel like suits on to serve myself.
Vancouver, and that was Worst Days Down, and he's from Edmonton, played at Neptune Records with Ben Olson, another fellow that we heard a little bit earlier on in that set, but that was off of Money, God, and Other Drugs. You can get that on his Bandcamp site, worstdaysdown.bandcamp.com, I'm guessing. So the name of that song was Hints. And before that, we did a whole big Edmonton thing. I'm kind of enamored with Edmonton right now. I've never been there, but some good music coming out of there. Oh, Charles. I forgot to have your mic on there. No, you're back.
Sorry, I didn't mean to chime in and blow your routine there, you know?
No routine.
Wasn't a heckle. I said, nice town. It gets a bad rap, and I was there with my ex-wife, and it's got some nice areas, actually. That's the only bad part of it. It's the ex-wife hanging over it, but other than that,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, that's good on you, because it does get a bad rap, you know? You don't ever hear very good things, but you know who gives it the worst rap is people from Edmonton. You know, I think in my experience, because I don't meet them, and they're not the people, you know, who they're the people who left Edmonton, and I meet them, and they say, you know, oh, in the same way that I might say that about Toronto or something like that. Of course, I like Toronto, but I'd say that about Durham Region, nice place, but you know, it's the people who leave there who are going to be giving it shit, right?
You know, it has a really good, it's got a good music scene and a good fringe festival and a good folk festival, and they've got this big food festival, a lot of stuff like that. I guess you have to bear with the awful weather and such, but the university there is a really nice campus. I don't know what the school, what University of Alberta, I don't want to...
You recommend?
Nice campus, like the old Woody Allen joke, you know, great school, ate in the cafeteria once.
So yes, Edmonton. We heard Auto Rocketry, and that was Hey Dynasty, and before that was Fire Next Time. Both those bands, all these bands have been coming through Vancouver in the last month or so, that wasn't off their latest release, Fire Next Times. That was Wild Rose Sorrow, but you can check out all their stuff on their Bandcamp site and firenexttime.bandcamp.com. You know, follow this pattern, folks out there. And then Ben Olson was before that, and he played with Worst Days Down at Neptune Records. And again, benolson.bandcamp.com, and you can get With Nothing Framed. In fact, if you wanted to call in, I have some extra copies that he tossed me. And I would be happy to toss it in your direction. It's a nice little CD. So 604-822-2487. And I'd call into the booth, and you can chat with me and chat with Charles here and all that good stuff. I also said that I was going to give away tickets to the fellow who's the singer of System of a Down,
Serge Tarkanian. And did you want another hint about that artist, the fellow that...
Oh, maybe, you know, we get calls sometimes, and sometimes we don't, and it depends okay. If people want to, you know, mostly people listen to the radio when they're driving, and with that whole, I bet that's been a big thing. I bet there's less call-ins because because people don't want to use their cell phones while they're driving.
Be responsible. Don't dial and drive.
Don't call in. You might run into somebody.
Sorry, I'm dissuading people from calling in the show, but if you're at home, call in.
Yes. If you're at home, you can call in to 604-822-2487 and all that sort of good stuff. Now, what do I have anything set up? Yes. Yes, I do. I have some social D, and it is story of my life. And when Charles was coming in, what happened what are we going to talk about? Blah blah blah. And I was like, I fly by the seat of my pants. And the agreement between us was that was the story of our lives. We just fly by the seat of our pants.
True that.
Yes. Yeah, so based on that, I brought story of my life. It's classic. Social D right here. STCH on CITR.
Story of my life. night. We can break it. The world can't change how we feel, because we know it's a lie. Our hearts are real.
Time. Have a good time. Thank you.
That was totally.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sex has never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a bed and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hello, Vancouver, and welcome back. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Robert Privet, and I'm here with my co-host, Charles Brownstein.
Hi there.
Hello. And I'd like to thank the caller who just called in. She's going to get herself a copy of Ben Olson's new album with Nothing Framed. So there
wow,
you go.
Who said nothing's free these days?
I know. Exactly. There's lots of free stuff on this show. I'm just giving stuff away nonstop.
Maybe I'll call in next week. You throw me a bird dog.
You'd be surprised how often that happens. What you heard there before the break was the Bouncing Souls, and they're playing tonight, as far as I know. Playing tonight, and you probably won't hear that song. Although last time I went, he did bust out his acoustic guitar. He's been doing a lot more of that, but I'm sure you'll hear some of the classics off of, you know, The Good, Bad, The Argyle, or self-titled one, and Maniacal Laughter, one of my favorites from back in the day. Before that, we heard Yesterday's Ring, and those are fellows from St. Catharines. Now, those two fellows, Hugo Moody and Fred Jacques, I think, they are on Asian Man Records, and they're coming out with some stuff in October. And I'm excited about that. I'm sure they'll come on tour, and I'm sure they'll come on this show. I'm sure of it. So that was Roman on St. Catherine's, name of the track. And before that was Classic Social Distortion, Story of My Life. Now, there are some new albums out from the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and also on, Side One Dummy Records is Trapper Ship. I don't know if that's it.
That's a really good label, incidentally. Not to interrupt you, but Side One, this Gaslight Anthem and Go-Go Bordello were on that
you
record.
You name it. Like, they're all over the place now, too. Yeah. Like, it used to be, like, the Briggs were on it. Like,
Briggs, yeah.
Yeah. The Briggs were actually the first band I ever had on my show. I did that for my demo. They came on, and they did. Their acoustic stuff, the Briggs acoustic stuff, is out of hand. It's so good. It is, you know, by far the best stuff, and I have a hard time finding it. And
you know, a lot of the great punk bands do great acoustic music. Like, I mean, the Replacements, you go back to like Husker Du, the Replacements, Lemonheads, I mean, we're punk, but they know how to write great power pop and acoustic songs.
Yeah.
I mean, those are guys who can write great songs, usually can cross over and do that.
Yeah, and you get a lot of that these days with the revival stuff. And you mentioned Lemonheads. I'm going to bring in, they did a cover of a Misfits tune, Skulls. I'm going to bring that in next week for us to listen to.
That would be on the Varshawn's record. Would it be?
I don't know. It would be on my computer. I know that much.
Okay. Well, Varshawn's has all those, he does a lot of punk rock covers. I thought it was on that one, but I could be mistaken.
You know what? You're probably right. And Cool. I'll write that down.
It's a wonderful collection of Evan Dando doing covers of various punk rock, and of course he does Gram Parsons. I think there's two Gram Parsons songs on there. I think $1,000 Wedding might be on there. But yeah, really good if you ever want to check that out.
Cool. And also Tallest Man on Earth. So these are bands that I'm going to be playing some tunes from. And then we'll get into a set of bands that are coming to town. But first things first is you brought something out of our place here. It's Jesse Malin, and I'm not very familiar, to be honest with you, and it seems as though I should be from his resume and all that works, and people are out there being like, oh, you don't know that guy, but you know, there's just so much to know.
Well, Jesse Malin has been playing not everybody, you can't know everybody, right? There's a million records out there.
There certainly is. Yeah, but produced by Ryan Adams, and I'm going to bring in some Ryan Adams next week too. But this is The Fine Art of Self-Destruction. I mean, it's got to be 10 years old now, but the name of the track is Wendy, and you're a fan.
Well, yeah, I was never a big fan of, not to knock the band Degeneration, but I became a fan of theirs through listening to this, which is more rootsy, a little punky, country-ish at times. But, you know, this record was a real departure for him. Because he started playing, I think they started Degeneration, they were 14 years old, they were really snotty punk rock kids, and you know, he just did punk rock basically, and then he comes out with a beautiful album like this, and he's made record after record. I think he has about four or five records out now, and I don't know if he's still on Artemis Records, but do you know the label? Excuse me, I don't want to get off track here, but Ryan Adams, what label he's on now, because he might be affiliated with that record label.
I'm not sure. I haven't been following Ryan Adams' career by any means. But we can look that up.
He's put out a lot of... there's a man, too, who's put out a lot of records.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
He just put another one out, I think, about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I believe.
You know what? Maybe I'll get that, and we'll bring that in next week.
And his wife is quite beautiful, too.
To boot.
Sorry. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Throw it out there. So there you go. And this is Jesse Malin, and you're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands, playing lyric-driven, campfire-inspired tunes here on CITR.
Yeah. Mercedes Benz, a ruby red from 64. We'd wipe that hood clean and push the pedal to the floor. Last night we went out driving to see the fields my grandpa swept. Those South Dakota summers just get harder to forget. Run, engine run, keep turning till the day is done. Just a couple months before, it seemed he gave away everything he saved up to afford. He wore a cowboy hat, a pearl snap shirt, got up real early for his daily work. He was tied to a tradition from a long time ago.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Skyscrapers swallow me with shadows before.
sunset somewhere, it slides still. Breaks. We plant roots, but there is more. Church full of sound, you can hear songs escape at night. They say praise be to him for why we have built a home, a community of life. But it broke, now stands a high rise. I can't take back what I've done. And I look deep in your eyes, and I thought about the fact we are lucky for what we have. But I wonder what's the price. 'Cause the saddest thing I ever saw, the saddest thing I ever saw, was a colorful neighborhood turned white, a vibrancy destroyed by greed, a neighborhood of fallacy, development sacrifice.
My name is Robert Privet. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM. And I've got half an hour left before Explodin' Head Movies comes on with Gak, followed by The Jazz Show at 9 o'clock, followed by Canada Post Rock with P-Bone at midnight. So a great night of music here on CITR, as is every day, morning, evening, you name it. Other than during the news, in that case, there's not much music, but you know, it's good news, let me tell you. Anyhow, like I said, we got a half hour left in the show. What you just heard there was The Wild, and that was off a new, relatively new album, a couple months now. And that was, I believe, I'm going to get the record label mixed up, so I'm just going to leave that out. But the name of the album was
Side One Dummy?
That or Asian Man? I think maybe Side One Dummy. I think it is. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't want to, yeah.
Asian Man has a band coming to town soon, actually. As well, playing with, they're playing at Funky Winter Beans.
Funky Winter Beans, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Asian
I don't know.
Asian Man Records, and I can't, forgive me, I can't remember the name of the band, but they're from Long Beach, California, I believe, and they're...
I was just, I don't know. I'm not sure, we can check that out. I know that,
And they're playing with a well-known, another well-known punk band, who I was really surprised they were playing at that venue. Not to knock that venue, but they're
yeah.
a pretty well-known band.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to look into that because usually I'm in touch with them. Like
Down by Law is the name.
Down
of
by Law.
Yeah.
No punk. Way.
Yeah.
Down by Law is coming to town.
Down by Law. Is
no
coming
way.
To town.
Punk Rock Academy fight song. Love that album.
Yes. Yes. That was their big. That was their big. Almost made it big record.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, you know, I mean, covering the Proclaimers will do that. You know.
Did they cover the Proclaimers?
Oh, Bill, yeah, song five, man.
I didn't know that.
100 miles, you know, wow. Like 500 miles. Or,
is that the name of the song?
Yeah, 500 100
miles? They covered that song?
500 miles, right? Is it 500 miles? Yeah.
That's not the song.
500 miles.
And they covered that song?
Yeah, and it's excellent.
Oh, okay. Well, I take your word. I take your word for it, my man.
No, absolutely. Actually, my favorite one on that is, I think it was 11, something about, you know, 1948 or something like that.
I only wish I could write a song like, I laugh at that song 500 miles, but I could, you know, buy a couple of houses with that and take a couple of vacations a year with the royalty checks that pop in the mail.
Well, you know what? They get a lot of, they got made fun of a lot, but if you listen to their B-sides and stuff.
that rare Japanese import is real. That's a real good one. Yeah, you know.
You might be surprised. We still have to get around to some acts that are coming to town. Murder by Death is coming to town to the Media Club, and that's on the 9th or the 10th. And Larry and his Flask are coming either the 9th or the 10th. I always get them mixed up, but they're both playing the Media Club, not together. But two nights at the Media Club you should go to is the 9th and the 10th. That's what I'm saying. So we're going to listen to some tracks from them. Maybe if we have time, some Blackbird Rum. And right now, let's listen to the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. And they have a new album out on Side One Dummy. Well, a lot of talk of Side One Dummy. I just got a whack emails from them. So that's why. This is from Between the Ditches. The Money Goes. You're listening to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR.
It looks like death. It might be mad. July 25th to 28th is the UBC Blueberry Fest. Come to the corner of Main Mall and Agricultural Road from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a full day of family fun, featuring locally grown produce, a chef demo, a performance by the electro folk band Fiddlesticks, and so much more. CITR and Peanut Butter and Jams will also be broadcasting live from the festival on the 25th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Admission is free. For more information, visit food.ubc.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Rob from Total Chaos. This is Sean Smash, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk's not dead, boo.
gonna take the long cut. We'll get there eventually. Take the long cut, we'll get there eventually.
Wah-wah pedal.
Yeah, there's Uncle Tupelo, and that was off of the long cut and Five Live, some sort of EP, and that was suggested by Charles here.
Yeah, that's a great album if you ever get a chance. Anodyne, Uncle Tupelo. Mm-hmm. Of course, featuring Jeff Tweedy, who went on to form Wilco, and Jay Farr, who Sunvolt. So some great, I guess, creative minds sometimes clash, and they kind of imploded. They were a great band.
Yeah, no doubt, eh? Yeah. That happens a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Before that, we heard Larry and His Flask off of Gutted, Beggars Will Ride, and they are coming to the Media Club on the 9th. And then Murder by Death was before that, and they're coming on the 10th. And that might be the other way around, I'm not sure. But that was off of Red of Tooth and Claw, Coming Home. And before that, we heard the new Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band, and that was new stuff.
Say that five times quickly.
I know, eh? Between the Ditches is the name of the new album on Side One, Dummy. And it's about time that I say goodbye, and Explode in Head Movies comes on with Gak, and he was just behind me, and I was about to ask him a question, and I'm glad that I checked it out there, because he disappeared on me. But sure, he has a great show. You can always reach me at badbirdmedia.com, but Robert at badbird.tv is my email address. You can send me music for the show. You can send, you know, whatever you have. And I'd like to chat with you. So also, you can check out the show on Facebook, which is Sore Throats Clapping Hands, and also podcasted on www.citr.ca. Charles here, just to recap, Northern Transmissions, tell people how they can get that.
Yeah, please check us out at northerntransmissions.com. We've got some really interesting interviews up right now with Shushu, Dustin Wong, who's touring with Beach House, Ceremony, and we've got new record reviews. We can go on. Mission of Burma, record reviews, and Purity Ring, and Passion Pit. So please check us out, northerntransmissions.com. We're on Twitter, Northern Trans, and you can email me if you have any questions, northerntrans@gmail.com. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Charles, for coming on, and I hope that you'll come back and visit some other time and bring some more tunes with y'all. Stay tuned right now for Explode in Head Movies with Gak, and I will see you next Monday at 6 p.m. Here is a part of the new Tallest Man on Earth album that is going to get cut off, but I'll play it next week, so enjoy. Thank you.
skies in the morning after, and memories of gold on the run flying around. Was there a drunken cloud over someone just empty? A vision of a mountain, you say. So where'd it go? It was light and I held it like a child to be safe from the fires and from the falling down satellites, but still wondering. Damn, you always treat me like a stranger, mountain, though you've seen the shadow between the city and what is mine. And fallen kids, all rising mad among their lost believers. Suddenly darker in their eyes and their broken smile. It's only what these kids will haul around. Well, there's a lot of selling land for hungry feet of answers, and medicine for balancing things like seeing your ghosts. So thank God we're bright, said the lantern's brother. 'Cause I don't know a thing about boats or the land I see.
There was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas, and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
Unknown, but I think I'm ready as long as you're with me.
from their forthcoming Coexist album. That was new music by The XX. Just appeared online in the past few days. And that song was Angels. Coexist will be XX's second album out this September. And the London trio have a quick